We are going to start from the Genesis. Genesis is a big book, and so has almost 50 chapters. So let's start from the verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Now here it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. King James says heaven. He created heavens and earth. Now, in this book, Genesis means the beginning. So we are studying the beginning of how he created the heavens and the earth, or the worlds, in another word. We read here heaven and earth, actually heavens and the worlds he created. Somebody will say, why in the first place God created this world? Because many people are thinking this world has so many problems. Why God created this? But there is a reason for God to creating this world. First of all, the Word of God says whatever God has created, he has created for his glory and for his pleasure. Potter creates the parts. The pot cannot say to the potter, why did you create me such a way? We have no way saying why God is doing this. God is God, and that's why God can do anything. We cannot ask question to God. But sometimes there is a reason why God created earth and earthly creatures. Do you know, before God created anything on this earth, even the all these stars and all these moons and everything you see, that's still created for earth. If you read in Colossians, the Word of God says Jesus Christ is holding everything properly. Before the world was created, there was no sun, there was no moon, so nobody was holding anything. God was holding everything. But I would like to say why God created earth in the first place. We do not know when God created angels. We do not know when God created the third heaven. Nobody knows. God lives in a third heaven. In the third heaven, all the angelic beings, there are not a one kind of angel. There are different kinds of angels in heaven. And we know that one angel called Lucifer, who was the singer, musician, praising God, glorifying God, and millions and billions and trillions of angels were praising God and worshiping God. All of a sudden, this Lucifer thought, I am going to fight against God. I will be greater than God. You know why this thought comes? Do you know the people who wants to be a president and they see the data? How many people are going to vote for me? And so more the people start voting for that person, he gets a little bit puffed up. Now I am the one because nobody can beat me. And so that's the kind of pride comes, that I'm the one who is going to be president. And so when he saw billions and billions of angels are under his command, and he's the one giving command to sing and do some music and praise God, and he was in charge of these things. So pride came into his life, and then he rebelled against God. He wanted to be like God. He wanted to be over God. He thought, this many angels are in my side. If all the angels comes in my side, then God has few angels. But as soon as he thought something like that, the other angels, godly angels, fought with this Lucifer and his angels, and one third were thrown out from heaven. Now, when they were thrown out of heaven, there was no earth at that time. But that's why they call powers and principalities. They were just hanging on this atmosphere. There was nothing to land, nothing was created. When the God created all these angelic beings, you can see how much wisdom they have, how much beauty they have, how much power they have. They can go in a split second anywhere they want. When the angel committed sin, God had the idea. This was not before the angel even committed sin. God knew all along, before the heaven and earth was created. The word of God says, we were in the heart of God, in the mind of God, before everything was created. That's why our God is God. So he knew everything, what's going to happen. If the fallen man, who is going to redeem? And Jesus Christ says, I will give my life for mankind. And so this was already planned. So what happened? God created the earth to put a mankind on earth and make a man as a king of the earth. And so this was the plan of God. We will be studying this. Let's go verse by verse. So here we say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, or the worlds. Now this is, God did it, but in the Genesis, there is no record who created God. If somebody created God, then he won't be God. Then the other person will be God. And then who created him, and this circle will be keep on going. So the God is self-existed God. Nobody created him. He says he is Alpha, he is Omega. He is a beginning and he is the ending. So there is no beginning for God. God is there from the beginning. And when you say God, according to our Christianity, we believe God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune, one God is our God. In the beginning, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they were all in the Spirit. And if you remember that the Spirit of God was hovering on water. So what happened here? The Spirit of God, the Spirit of His Son, and Holy Spirit, they were all united and hovering on this water. And so God is a Spirit. And when God is a Spirit, the Spirit gives life. So here the Word of God is saying, God, who is the Spirit, He has created heavens and earth. Now there are so many people have so many problems. That means scientists, they are not agreeing with each other. Christian scientists, they don't agree with worldly scientists. And they discuss. They said, oh, within 6 days, God cannot create all of these things. The Word of God says one day like 1,000 years in the eyes of God, and 1,000 years like one day in the eyes of God. So that might be 7,000 years it took for the creation. But I don't believe in personally. Because I believe my God is capable to do everything in 6 days. He doesn't need even 6 days. He can create everything in 1 second. He could just say a word and everything can come in existence. But God is telling us how He did it step by step so we can understand. So I believe that God did everything in 6 days. There is nothing impossible with God. He doesn't have to have 1,000 years hovering on the water for 1,000 years. He doesn't have to do that. Our God is a great God. He is a miracle-working God. So let's read a couple of verses. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5.
Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein.
See what he's saying? God is the one creates the heavens and earth, and He can stretch the earth, He can create the earth, He can give the life to the mankind and every creature. God can do that. We cannot stretch the heaven, but God can. Sometimes you see the iron, how strong it is, and we cannot pull apart. But if you put it in a fire, it becomes very fragile. You can shape any way you want, even the glass. So all of these things the man can do, how much God can do? He can stretch anything. He can make anything. It is nothing impossible with God. Let's read the Isaiah chapter 48, verse 13.
Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together.
See what God is saying? God can speak the word and things can happen. But he says, what I have done, I have stretched my hand, I had laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand had spanned the heavens, and when I call them, they stand up together. Can you imagine, when you look at the earth, what do you have? All the stones and the water and everything in a big globe. But the word of God says, I laid the foundation with my own hands. And he says, if I tell these mountains or water or anything, they stand. When I say stop, they stop. When I say spin, they spin. So even though we don't know the language of stone and language of mud and language of trees, but God knows everything. He can tell them to stop, they stop. If they say grow, they grow. If God says spin, they will spin. So it is the power of God. From that we know our God is the creator. He has laid the foundation. When you say foundation, somebody in the olden days, people were thinking the earth is standing on something. So the Indian people, they have the god called Nagina. And that god has the 10 faces, 10 heads. And on the 10 head, they will see the earth is standing. And everybody believe that Nagina is so powerful, holding the whole earth. So let worship the Nagina. But now we know the earth is a planet. God did everything from his hand. And he is the one hanging all those, the world. 100 years ago or 200 years ago, people didn't know everything. People start say the world is flat. So everybody believe the world is flat. Now we know the world is not flat, world is round. And the Job knew it all along. The God revealed to his people his plan and how he has done and why he has done. Now I said in the earlier, God created earth and the mankind to just let these angels be surprised that God was going to give mankind more power, more wisdom, more glory than the angels. And it happened. When Jesus Christ came, Jesus Christ was created lower than an angel. We were created lower than an angel. Why? Because we were created from the mud. We will be learning that. But the angels were created in glory. So now we were created from the mud, but we are greater than the angels because we are born again children of God. We are learning God created heavens and earth in the beginning. And this is the plan of God. This is the wisdom of God. This is the power of God. And he says, my right hand can stretch everything. My hand can hold everything. And I can lay the foundation. God has no problem to control the whole world. People are afraid if something hits to the earth and the world, earth will be vanished and all the other planets will crash to each other. Anything can happen. But as long as God is holding, nothing can happen. Everything is in God's hands. Let's read the verse 2. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
But there are some scholars, you might have heard it, I heard it many a time. And what those scholars are saying, between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, something happened. And what happened, they said, you know, God created heaven and earth and everything beautiful and everything good. And something happened, God destroyed the earth and everything was disarray. And then God has to put it together again. And this thing, they making the theory because he says, and the earth was without the form and void. Now that's why the idea came to their mind, oh, earth was not void. Earth was not without the form. What did happen in the second verse? And they made so much theory that the world was destroyed once and then God has to put it together again. That's not what happened. We will be reading and then you'll know. When God created man in the chapter 1, he says, he breathed on man and man became living soul. Then the chapter 2, he says how he did it. And the chapter 5, he said more about the creation of man. First verse he says, God created the heavens and earth. But then he's saying, what was the situation about the earth? We read it a couple of verses in Isaiah. He said he formed with his own hand and he stretched it. He does everything by his power. So what happened here, God is trying to say, before the earth was created, before the animals were created, before the everything was created, that everything was empty. There was nothing. And so he created everything from nothing. So what happens, God's spirit start hovering. God is spirit. And just think, the spirits, the beams, or his called the ray coming, that can give life. Do you know the sunshine gives the life? There are people, when they are depressed, some problem happens because they always sit in the dark. And if they don't have a light and they don't have energy, they feel depressed and they feel weak. So some of the doctor will say, okay, you should go outdoor. And some people are afraid of going to outdoor. Then they say, okay, then they have some kind of rays, sun rays, and they will put it and say, stay in that thing for a while and then you will have energy. Same way, the flowers and fruits and vegetables. If you don't have sunshine and if you keep them in the dark, they are not going to grow. If the sun rays can give life to the plant, how much life the animals and people can get it from God? So that's what God was doing. God was hovering, and God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the triune God was hovering on earth and creating, just like a puzzle. When you see the map of the world on the flat map, you know, the paper, you see everything flat, but the world is not flat. So what God was doing, calling the mountain and putting together, that's what he was doing, because he's saying, and there was darkness upon the deep, and there was a water, but there is no sunshine and there is no light. How are you going to see the light in the deep water? And so there was no light, there was no life, there was nothing, and everything was not formed. So here we read in a book of Isaiah, he formed with his hand. He laid the foundation. So God created everything. Some of the things he just said, he spoke the word. And some of the things he has to create everything with his right hand and he can put it together. He says the spirit of the Lord was moving on this deep water. Now if somebody tells you something happened between verse Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and the God destroyed the earth, they have several verses. I don't have time. If you want to read, you can read it in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 19 to 23, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23 to 27, Isaiah chapter 45, verses 18 to 25. All of these chapters, if you read, they are going to prove those chapters that the world was destroyed once. But the chapters I gave it to you, if you read those chapters, that was not happened before, it's going to happen in the future. So they got mixed up and they start saying the future plan, what God was going to do, and he talks like a present tense. So they thought, oh, this happened before. Just like Isaiah. Isaiah was seeing the picture of Jesus Christ crucified. And he says, with his stripes, we are healed. So he just saw Jesus Christ crucified. But Jesus Christ was not crucified when the Isaiah was writing the book. Isaiah wrote the book and 700 years later, Jesus Christ was born. And so some scholars do not know how God's words are. And they are telling people, the verse 1 and verse 2, something happened and God destroyed the earth and then he put it together, because when God created heaven and earth, it was good, and then it became void, and then we became like without a form and things like that. It never happened like that before. God is just explaining how he put worlds together. Now, just think, according to these scholars and Christian people who made this theory, do you know that Jesus Christ will tell us if that thing happened? Jesus never said to us anytime this world God created and something happened, some problem came to the world, and then God destroyed this first world and he created another world. Jesus never explained. Jesus talked about Noah. Jesus talked about Sodom and Gomorrah. What was the problem for Jesus not to telling the second verse explaining to us why God destroyed the world for no reason? And they can give some other reason. The other day I was listening to one man. This is foolish teaching. He says, you know what? Before the world was destroyed, what happened? The angelic beings start going with Adam's children, and they created the huge people, and because of that, God destroyed the world. Do you know the angel cannot produce? Angel cannot reproduce. The word of God says, when you go to heaven, you will be like angels. That means you are not going to reproduce. Angel cannot reproduce. So their theory is wrong, their teaching is wrong, and they are just saying it. There is no proof what they're saying. So I'm just saying, God created heavens and earth. The earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. That's the way God created and put it together, the earth and all the pieces of earth and the mountains and everything God created. So if somebody taught you some disaster came and God destroyed the beautiful earth, and then he recreated again, take that out of your mind. Why I'm saying, if Jesus didn't say it, I don't believe any scholars what he says. Jesus never explained to me why the world created and then destroyed again. Okay, let's go to the Genesis chapter 1, verse 3.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Now here he's saying, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And now here we're talking about God created light. God only has power to create the light and create the darkness. Somebody says God cannot create darkness, darkness from the devil. But I'll give you an example. When the children of Israel were in Egypt and there was a light in the children of Israel and there was a darkness in the Egypt. God can separate the light from the darkness. God is the creator. That shows our God has power. Only we can do, if there is a dark room, turn the switch on, the light comes and darkness goes away. But we do not have power to separate the light and darkness. Only God can do. So here he's saying, and God said, let there be light. And there was a light. Now, how it happened? If you read in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, the word of God says, in the New Jerusalem, there is no sun, there is no moon, there is no other light. But the God the Father and God the Son is the light for the whole Jerusalem or whole heaven. In where the God lives, there is no sun. Where the God lives, there is no moon. Where the God lives, there is no stars. All these stars and moons and all of those things is created for the mankind and for the earth. So here the word of God says, God said, let there be light, and there was a light, because God is light himself. So when he was hovering, he can put his power of the light, and he can create a light. And so the light was created before the sun and moon was there. Scripture. Let's read the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
See what he's saying? God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. So if there is a darkness, God can say, hey, light, come out. So he separates the light from the darkness. And then he gives an example. The devil's kingdom is the kingdom of darkness. He takes us out of the darkness and brings to his son, who is Jesus Christ. His kingdom is called the kingdom of light. And what the devil does, devil doesn't want you to see the light of God or the power of God or who Jesus Christ is. Let's go back to the verse 4 and read 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting from verse 4.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
See what the word of God is saying. The devil who is on earth, he doesn't want you to see the light which is in Jesus Christ. The word of God said that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and that Jesus Christ is the life giver. He has the life and the light built in Jesus Christ. But the devil doesn't want you to see God, see Jesus, and see his image. That's why what he's doing, blinding the minds of the unbelievers. What do you mean unbelievers? The people who do not believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their minds are blinded. Means they cannot see who God is. They don't know who God, how to worship God. That's why most of the people, they are worshiping idol gods, because they cannot see who God is. We know according to the word of God, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, he came and showed us who God is. So that our God is light, and he brings the light into this world. He can only command the light come out of the darkness. And that's where the light came. So God knows he can separate the light from the darkness. The same way he can separate your spirit, your soul, and he can divide them. No doctor in the world can do the surgery and divide your spirit and soul. Read that Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
See what the word of God can do? He says the word of God has power to even divide, means take the spirit and soul, separate them. Nobody knows how can we divide the soul and spirit. So he has the power to do all of these things. That's why he is God. So he can divide the darkness from the light. He can divide your spirit from the soul. So that's what our God is. So our God is so powerful, that's why we call him a creator. Let's go back to the Genesis chapter 1 and start reading verse 4.
And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
He says, God saw the light. Don't you think God doesn't know what light is? God knows everything what light is, but he says, for us, when God divided the light from the darkness, and he thought, this is good. This is good for mankind, what God was doing. And he says, that was good. When God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And so God wanted the light to be separate and dark to be separate. He doesn't want the light and darkness mixed together. Once you have a darkness, you turn the light, you don't have to say darkness go away, automatically it goes away. When the bring light, darkness goes away. You cannot take the darkness from one room and I'm going to put this darkness in another room. He cannot do that. But only God can do. God knows how to do that. Okay, let's read a couple of verses. Psalm 74, verse 16.
The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun.
See, he says, days belong to God, night is belong to God. He can only separate from day, from night, or the light from the darkness. St. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. We are in Genesis, but I want to read St. John chapter 1. St. John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
In him, he's talking about in Jesus. In Jesus, there was a life. And that life was the light of man. So that's what we are saying. When God was hovering, he had the life and the light in him. That's why the light was created and the life was created. Because he says, in him, when Jesus Christ came into this world, he wanted to give mankind the life and the light. Light means the new spiritual life that gives you spiritual light. I'll read the verse 5.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Now see, Jesus Christ is the light of God, like the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They were hovering and they were dividing the light from the darkness. And so that same Jesus, when he came into this world, now the word of God says, when we say the devil's kingdom is the kingdom of darkness. When the Jesus Christ came into this world, devil wanted to quench that light, destroy that Jesus Christ, but he was not able. That's why I said, if there is a darkness and you take the light, darkness has no power to quench the light. As soon as the light comes, darkness goes away. So the Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He is the life of mankind. When Jesus comes in you, the darkness goes away and you have eternal life. Okay, let's read St. John chapter 1 verses 9 and 10.
That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Now she said this was a true light and came into this world. Now the people who saw that light in Jesus Christ, they received Jesus Christ. They are not living in darkness, but they are living in spiritual life. So our God is a light giver and he is a life giver. And before even the sun and moon was, he created the light. Let's go back to the Genesis, chapter 1, verse 5.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Can you imagine? When you read this, God called the light a day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. There is no sun yet. There is no moon yet. But God created the light and the darkness. And what he wanted to say, hey, the light, you stay maybe 12 hours or so. And when I tell you to come, then you can come. So he said darkness and light was there. But God tell them what time to appear and what time not to appear, because there was no moon, there was no sun, but he gave commandment to them what time the darkness should be there and what time light should be there, and it happened, and he called that the first day. That's why we believe our God can do anything, but he cannot fail. He is a miracle working God. He has the power do anything he wants to do. No man in the world can do what God does. Because he said he is the light. He is the light giver. And I told you earlier, in Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, there is no sun, there is no moon. Let's go to the Revelation chapter 21. And read verse 23.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
Can you imagine? When you say heaven, it's not a small place. It's a huge place. But in that huge place, there is no sun, there is no moon, there is no day, there is no night. But the Father and Son's presence fills the whole heaven. And everything in heaven is lit by the presence of God. So that's why when the God was there, the Father was there, the Son was there, the Holy Spirit was there. So there was no problem for the light. You could only say, okay, here's the darkness. You stay here for a while. And here is the light. You stay here for a while. And when I tell you to come, you appear. When I tell you to go, disappear. And that's what the first day. So God is a miracle working God. There is nothing impossible with God. Let's go to the Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day.
Now see, in the second day, it will not take a billion years to make it. He just said, I want this water to be divided. I want this deep water divide to go up and some water stay down. And so now we know when the Noah's time, the rain came from heaven and the water from deep, water from gushing from the floor and water for coming from the heaven. And so God has the stored water in heaven. Now the people are making theory. That theory is not wrong. And they, you know, the water evaporates and goes up and then becomes the cloud, and then cloud can brings the water. But in the beginning, God created water divided up and down. And sometimes when the flood comes, pouring rain comes, how much water comes? There is no time to evaporate and go up and go down. God can do anything. We just make our own theories, and these theories sounds good, but the Word of God says God did not some chemical from here and some chemical from here and mix it and made the water. And then he says, now I'm going to stretch this water a little bit higher and some water. Can we do that? If you put the water somewhere like without anything, everything is going to fall. But God says, you stay there, don't fall. And they were there. And he says, that's the way he made the heavens. Now there are three heavens. One heaven we see, the first heaven we see the, what you call this atmosphere. And then the second heaven, we see all the stars and moons and everything. That's the second heaven. And you go beyond that, that's the third heaven where the God lives. And they are seeing all this big telescope, and they will tell you the speed of light. They will say how the world is spinning and how many miles it takes and how many thousands of billions of years it takes to bring the light from here to there. All of these things they found out, and they are searching. But the Word of God says God can do it in no time. God did not have to have all this theory to make the world. He made it, and now people are going finding out how he did it. But he did not ask anybody, do you know any scientists here? How can I do this? How can I divide this? How can I divide that? No, he did it himself, because God has power to separate the water from the beneath. And then he said, I call this heaven. And the other water was underneath of heaven. Genesis 1 verse 9.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so.
Now here when he says some other water was there, he said, now I'm going to do, gather all the water in one place. Now the water came and the earth was there. And the water came wherever he wanted. He said, maybe I want Arabian Sea this way. I want this sea this way. And all the seas, there are seven seas, right? So he put all the waters in one place and the land in different place. And now he made the whole globe. And he told the water where to stand. And he gave the boundaries to the water. And as God says, it stayed there. Sometimes we wonder, the earth is hanging and the water is there and everything there. Why is not falling? Nothing is falling because he's spinning so fast, so there is no time to anything to fall apart. There is a saying, if you take a big balloon and the fly is sitting on that balloon and you spin that balloon so fast, fly is not going to fly away, can sit there, and the fly would be thinking nothing is moving. Here the word of God is saying,
and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good.
Now see, God separated the water, separated the land, and then he said, I call this sea, and I call that land, and it is done. Verse 11.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so.
He just spoke the word. He wants all the grass comes with the seed, all the trees comes with the seed, and everything he thought that once he planted the things, that will go, keep on coming until the end of the world. And he put every seed and every herb, and he created them. And he says, that was so. All the tree has the fruits, and all the fruits had the seed. And when you plant the seed, another tree comes. And the people are scratching their head. They say, what was first, egg or the chicken? And some say, oh, egg cannot come before the chicken. They said, the chicken. And so how the chicken came without egg? So they don't know, but we know what come first, the chicken. Okay, verse 12.
And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
So see, first and a second and third day. Do you think it will take a billion and trillion years to make this? No. But the scientists, they are scratching their heads. Maybe there are million and trillion years in between. But we will look into that later on. Let's read verse 14.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
They have all these signs and they predict the things. But the word of God says God has put them for the sign. We'll know, when the people know eclipse. That's where I was looking. So people find out how many years later it will come and this and that. So they calculate it. And so they know the signs. They can predict the seasons and the days and the years. All of these things you know from the sun and moon and the stars God created in heaven. And so that this is not man invented. It's already there. God gives the wisdom to God's people to find out all of these things. If you read the book of Job, so many scientists scratch their head how the Job knew all of these things, even though they did not invent some of the things. So God already put it there for season, days and the years, and the signs in heaven. Okay, let's read the verse 15.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Now can you imagine? The fourth day, God created sun, moon, and stars. And before that, the word of God says, God created light and darkness. So our God doesn't work according to our calendar. He doesn't need a calendar. He doesn't need a day or night. He knows everything about you and about me. We are the one do not know the deep secrets of God. But God knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. He knows everything about the stars and the everything. The word of God says when he calls them, all the stars, they come and stand in front of him. He says, I can call the earth and the mountains shake when God calls them. But the man, today's man, they have so much pride. They don't want to believe that God created everything. They believe everything happens itself. Tell them, sir, is this watch somebody created? Or it just came out in your hand? They will say, oh yes, somebody created. Then you just think, all of this design God made about the heaven and the earth and the stars and everything what you see, do you think is going to come automatically? And the seasons, the timing, and everything is accurate, is happening day by day. Is that came automatically? No. There is a creator, and that creator is God. And somebody says, God created everything. Yes, I just said in earlier, our God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Read of St. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and then we're going to finish here.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
See, here it says, in the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? Word is Jesus Christ. How do you know? If you read the verse 14, it says, Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word is Jesus Christ. Word is the Son of God. So God created everything. That means the Son also created everything. God says, let us make a man. That means God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God, we call triune one God, creating everything from the beginning. And why God created? As I said, he created for his glory, for his pleasure, and to put the devil, the angel, to shame. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We are so grateful. We have oxygen. We have water. We have sunshine. We have fruits and vegetables. And everything we have, even the man is polluting everything and destroying everything. But thank God we are still alive because of the grace of God. Once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the light of God, the life of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God comes to dwell in us. And then we became a super people, greater than anyone, any angels. So Lord Jesus, you have created us for your glory. And we are going to glorify your name. Let the whole world know our God is a creator. And he has created us for his glory. We are going to glorify your name. We are going to praise your holy name. And we are going to declare to the whole world that our God is a wise God. He is the one creator and nobody else like him. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.